The Mind and the Heart, Part 6. The Licensed Driver. It's not that we don't like the mind. The mind is not bad. It is potentially extremely good. It has just headed in a wrong direction. The mind is like an adorable little boy of the family who thinks it great fun to splash paint over everyone's food at every meal. At some point, his ways need to change before we all starve. The mind has assumed a role beyond its station, a job for which it is not qualified, ruler of the universe. Wherever there is illness, there is also a cure. The cure for all the mind's ills and all the ills it causes lies in the peace, love, and light of the heart. This cure can only work when the mind gives up its attachment to greed, power, and control and surrenders to the heart. At present, the mind feels that only it is qualified to rule our lives and our world. It does not recognize that the heart might have the necessary capacity to guide our lives peacefully, happily, successfully, and gloriously. A sick child appears pale, weak, glum, and forlorn. When the child is cured, all his enthusiasm, light, and joy return. When it opens to the light, love, wisdom, and power of the heart, the mind's natural capacities blossom, and the mind becomes what it is meant to be, a clear, brilliant, inspired server of our own and the greater good. The transition from a mind-driven to a heart-centered consciousness is our most urgent need. Allowing the infant mind to drive our life car has been an interesting ride, but could be leading us over a cliff. It's high time we let the licensed driver take the wheel. Our spiritual heart is more than ready. Are we?